This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel carried out a pre-dawn aerial strike inside Iran on Friday, local time, U.S. media reported, citing unnamed Israeli and U.S. officials. The location or target of the apparent Israeli strike was not immediately identified. The strike comes days after Iran launched a missile drone attack on Israel. About an hour after the reports emerged of the attack, an Israeli military spokesperson contacted by VOA said he had no comment at the moment. There was also no immediate public comment from the Biden administration on the incident in Iran. As lawmakers in Congress edge closer to a vote on a $61 billion security assistance package for Ukraine, a top U.S. intelligence official warned that help cannot come soon enough. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
CIA Director William Burns calls the situation dire and says Ukraine's fate may well hinge on what U.S. lawmakers do next.
There is a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield by the end of 2024.
Speaking to an audience in Dallas, Burns described the U.S. supplemental assistance package as more than a lifeline for Kyiv in its war against Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
The Ukrainians have demonstrated their resilience and their courage under fire. We have no reason to think that that's going to change, but we also understand the dire situation there right now, which is why, again, we would like very much to see the supplemental passed.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Google has fired 28 employees following protests over technology that the internet company is supplying to the Israeli government amid the war in Gaza, amid the Gaza war, that is. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has vetoed a widely backed UN resolution that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for a state of Palestine. We get the details from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The vote in the 15-member UN Security Council was 12 in favor, the United States opposed, and two abstentions. It was the second Palestinian attempt for full membership. The resolution would have recommended that the UN General Assembly, where there are no vetoes, approve Palestine becoming the 194th member of the United Nations. Some 140 countries have already recognized a state of Palestine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP correspondent Norman Hall now reporting on a meeting between Iraq's prime minister and Arab Americans here in the U.S.
Following a sit-down with President Joe Biden, the leader of Iraq traveled for a meeting Thursday in Michigan with the state's large Iraqi community. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani's trip to both Washington and Michigan had been planned well before current escalated Mideast tensions. Michigan has one of the largest population of Iraqis in the nation, and many local Democrats have pushed back against U.S. support for Israel's war in Gaza following the Hamas attack on October 7th. Michigan has the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the country. I'm Norman Hall.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on a disrupted cybercrime operation in England.
British Metropolitan Police have said they've managed to seize the LabHost site. LabHost was a website which, for a monthly fee, allowed users to create fraudulent websites designed to steal users' personal information. More than 2,000 criminals were able to trick up to 70,000 British victims into revealing personal information, such as bank account details and passwords. The director of the NCA's National Economic Crime Centre, Adrian Searle, said this is one of several foiled cyber fraud operations in Britain.
Yes, this is a big problem, but we're taking very significant activity against it.
Karen Chamas, London.
Millions of people in India began voting Friday in a six-week election. That's a referendum on Narendra Modi, the populist prime minister, who has championed an assertive brand of Hindu nationalist politics and is seeking a rare third term as the country's leader. If Modi wins, he'll be the second Indian leader to retain power for a third term after the country's first prime minister. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa has granted clemency to more than 4,000 prisoners, including some on death row, in an Independence Day amnesty. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.